from the Academy of Remote Viewing and Remote Influencing Reality. Probabfuture.com. Title: Message from the One and Only. January the 1st, 2015. Revelation. One and not many. R1 Key to the Divine Kingdom. The illusion of duality finally embracing the reality of loving non-duality. End of title. Title: Message. Gerald O'Donnell, December the 26th, 2014. As I lay down, I felt the familiar presence of the One coming and enveloping me as a cloud of solid living light, within and without. I totally lost the perception of having a biology, and the following words came out of my lips: "Please concentrate and give value to the message, and not as you usually have always done, give attention to and judge the messenger, for the messenger is irrelevant. I am you, part of the same global consciousness. I am here only to convey truth during these challenging times." This is the direct message I received word per word from the One and Only. This is a message addressed to mankind directly from the Godliness. I have come and seen my creation. I have been seen but not found. I have tried to arouse joy as I spread my great desire for being recognized by my children. So many attempts. So many calls. Alas, they mainly remained unanswered. There comes a time when the One and Only needs to acknowledge that his actions and his thoughts are being hidden and rarely appreciated by so many levels and parts of this and other creations. There arises a moment when the One needs to regroup his forces and restore his balance for the sake of his sense of oneness and his purpose. My presence and my interventions shall not and cannot be ignored. My love is fierce and shall not be quenched until I have achieved all that is beseeching me and crying for my help. I have come like a wind and shall not depart until I have made peace with my creation and it reflects that desire burning in me. You have seen my hand stretched across the land in so many events come in warnings to be understood. You have often ignored them and in so doing you have but ignored me. I raised you from dust into existence, and so few surely acknowledged my existence in you that I must exert greater efforts at you getting this primal realization. You have sought me in vastly distorted messages and stories when I am breathing life in you, all around you, in your breath. Great iniquities abound in my creation. Power has damaged your souls and corrupted your sense of purpose. Neglect is everywhere. And the silent cry it causes rises up and grieves the Godliness. I am silently watching each and every one of you as your actions speak, and your intentions become part of my awareness. You are myself. None and nothing exists outside of it, and because of this I need to resonate my full self in harmony. I cannot coexist with conflict and a lack of caring towards all that makes me God. I have given you a garden and, sadly, many have turned it into desolation. I have gifted you life and many have handed out and chosen death instead. You shall not repeat forever so many destructive patterns which you espouse as your truths. I shall break and erase them from your existences. And in the same way as I cannot ignore all the parts that form me, including many which cause me dysfunctionality and great grief, you, at all of your levels, will not be allowed any more to ignore all the parts that form you. It is in this act of lightening up in awareness the hidden and ignored levels within your creation that you will unite yourselves with your true self again. And nothing or anything shall remain hidden or in darkness anymore, as you enlighten yourself with true awareness, true conscience, true care, and a true sense of your divinity in me. You cannot escape your fate as divine beings, no matter how far away and distorted your behaviors have become. You were all born in me, live in me, and cannot but become fully participant in my creation and my being. I shall all bring you back home. We shall all free ourselves from the slavery we have allowed ourselves to be imposed as we scattered into so many opposite directions of thought and competing groups. This year will show much to many. This year is very important. You must regain a purity of intent manifested then in your actions so that soon the cry of the lamb will transform itself in the roaring glory of the lion. You are to shine from the inside out. Do not block your light from being seen by yourselves and others. Be patient and be respectful of all others. Be kind, for that is your strength. I will make you whole and holy again, my people. I will heal all that has been broken and mend all that has been disconnected. Many shall soon hear me in them. Many will follow the call. Many will trust. You have not been forgotten. You have been forgiven, if you accept to forgive yourselves. You shall all rise above the feeling of ungodly shame that has caused you to fall away from me. Soon, only love will prevail and none of the other systems you have followed shall coexist with it, unless they can focus primarily and solely about my universal love for my whole universe with no barriers whatsoever. Then will the word, one, rise up from inside your awareness and have true full meaning. Then, will you naturally unite as one people, one planet, one creation, and you will rise to a beautiful new world which has been awaiting you for so long, the world of oneness, the creation truly reflecting me, the one is one. And so it shall be. This message just read was received directly from the one and only. End of direct message. Title: Gerald O'Donnell is here adding very crucial comments about the message just received and shares unprecedented levels of revelations. End of title. Read this slowly, integrate it, and I give you a 100% promise that you will never be able to view your world and your place in it in the same old false light ever again. You will be metamorphosed into a much higher, more powerful and aware being. Such levels of information have never yet appeared anywhere, anytime, in such an open, decoded manner. The best and most beautiful part is at the end of these writings, but kindly do not skip steps, because you may not fully understand and integrate it otherwise. This is the beginning of your true trip and is meant to lighten your load and help you travel and experience real light. This information and many more teachings coming your way will cause you to totally heal inside and out, rejuvenate, cleanse and then reprogram according to your highest and best intent. After this, you will become truly alive and intuitively discard all the inner and outer old-style negative junk projected at you which intended to weigh and wear you and your soul down into the ground. Trust me, you will soon fly. Subtitle: The New Sounds of Purity and Divine Silence, Our Way to a New Song and Creation. End of subtitle. Please read this important clarification about the message received. Kindly excuse its length. I know humanity is lately short on patience and its attention span overtaxed in many competing directions. But this is different, and I beg for your full attention, because what I am about to reveal here and in further messages will change your perception about any reality forever. I need to point out and clarify some things before you reread the direct message originating from the one posted above. Please read these comments until the end, and especially the end, because it is very powerful and beautiful. Do not skim over or skip. Every sentence is important and builds a momentum until the final revelation. I wish that you integrate all this and share it widely. You would not only help save yourself but all the entities you share it with. We all need your help as one. We all need to grow in awareness and operations. I know that what I am writing necessitates that you engage deeply in a new way of thinking and understanding. It is a quantum jump in awareness and a deep paradigm shift from what you are used to. However, you must do this soon in order to invite the new creation and its totally different and much higher levels of awareness and operations. There is not much time left within the restriction of this time/space period for you to engage in the great cosmic shift in conscious awareness. I will be always there to help and guide you as much as I can. In the next months, I will share and teach new methods of operations, of cleansing, healing, and of intense recreation and rejuvenation, the likes of which you have never known. A new form of understanding is needed for this, which requires your knowledge of your true history, not as mankind, but rather as God and its many parts, for you are the many that form the one. Realize that you are both the part/facet and, on a totally different level, the totality of the one. You leave a paradox of infinite creative dimensions. It is only when you let go of lower confusing human history and stories, and really understand and see all that is, and all situations here, through the meta-story of the evolution of the thought processes and creational mechanisms of the one mind of whom you are a part and in whom you reside, that you will partake of and celebrate the true Last Supper, heralding the upcoming dawn and new light of a new phase/day in creation. As the golden rays of a new daylight appear, the totality of darkness with its forces that have used fear for control and flooded our world with misconceptions and energy infiltrations which have caused so much undue pain, violent cruel competitions and lack of innate care, intense greed with its accompanying corruption, and great terror will totally disappear from any level. And a new dawn shall arise, a new cosmic day, a new creation, where you will taste with much greater awareness the eternal kingdom and realize that you were, are, and will always be the Holy One Eternal King hiding inside your restricted facet, for now filled with fears, anxieties, and the illusory belief in death. You will fully comprehend why the King needed initially to hide from its totality by becoming and using your momentarily restricted fasts, so that it can ingeniously lure itself into believing that it is not only one, but rather dreams that it is many and thence become very attached to its many facets. You will fully understand why the one, thenceforth, loving all of itself, all of its fasts, has desperately tried within its self-imposed restrictive illusory confines of imaginary time/space and its self-imposed created rigid rules of cause and effect to save the many from disappearing within the infinite recesses of its gigantic one mind. In truth, the one needs the many to feel its existence as much as the many need the one to exist. Then, will you understand that you, as all the parts that form you as the One, are together as oneness the true Messiah, Christos, Savior of creation, and that each and every part is precious and capital. Each part needs to understand and deprogram itself online, while operating as a part, from entrenched misconceptions which were introduced in creation and allowed to develop further in vivo in order to keep the illusion of the illusory many active within the shadows of the one solitary mind who needs the grand illusion of the many, in order not to feel itself all alone as one mind. Please be ready to receive this message and much more information, courses, personal seminars, and interviews in the year ahead. You will never be the same after you engage in partaking of the true spiritual quantum jump of one in awareness and operations. This message will become an incredible mind trip in awareness, and that trip will be created by these writings as we go from level to level of perception, up to the highest and true one. Read and reread. Absorb slowly and fully. We all need this realization. Kindly excuse the amount of information and open level of revelation, but we all need it in order to reach the only true peace of one, as the one and only. You will get even more information later, and we will teach you new ways of creating and healing, much more powerful than the ones you are used to, because they do not depend on vibratory light levels but utilize creational codes and fire languages. Welcome home, Aum/Mother. Happy 2015 and far beyond, 1. Subtitle: Feelings from the Great Ocean of Consciousness. End of subtitle. This latest direct message from the One was received on December 26, 2014. Remember that the One is but the origin of all thoughts, the dot who is infinite within himself. He is the mother of creation, and as she starts becoming active, also the father of it. Consciousness is but the only universal reality that truly is, and can be defined as thoughts operating with emotions. Therefore, all consciousness is operating the virtual reality dream of the godliness's active thought processes, whether they form parts of the realm of mankind or of nature. Think and feel emotions. Thought remains forever, as long as it is kept vibrated by the One's mind. So only the One can stop thinking a thought or a thinking process, and it then stops, and so does the emotional charge attached to it. And the more intensely vibratory thoughts are, the more intense these emotions are. This is especially felt as one connects to the level of the One. This is why the One always needs to tone down greatly its levels of infinite light and force when connecting to a human entity, in order not to injure its existential fragile and precious vibratory fabric. Nevertheless, the human will, by merging in consciousness/awareness with the One, connect to the thoughts directed at him and also feel the presence of the One. And this incorporates reduced filtered levels of the One's emotions if the One allows it. So, when fully merged with active levels of the One, as I become sometimes when, for instance, receiving a direct message, I have experienced a gamut of states spanning all the way from extreme bliss if joy is extant there, to deep grief, even fleetingly so, if sadness is present, as the One's consciousness is expressing itself with vibratory language which includes feelings. This explains why the One used and expressed a state of grief as of late, as stated below in his latest communication, as he witnesses and interacts with creation. This is the true reason why so many of us all over the world may feel at times, for totally unexplained logical reasons, a great sense of inner sadness, grief, and almost desperation. This is originating from very high levels of creation for very good reasons relating to the perceived lack of a serious and true awakening of mankind, in spite of the intense efforts that have been undertaken by the pure and touched levels of the One mind to keep this creation operative and send messages of necessary unification of all mankind, which is but one family. One great soul called Adam. Many have turned to chemical deafening of consciousness, using either legal or illegal inebriating substances, poisoning their thought interface with higher levels of thought operations their brains, and hence perceptually cutting our connection to the divine, for our brain is a necessary interface as we are embodied. Worse still, many have been prescribed often deleterious substances meant to trick their senses into believing in a false sense of inner joy by manipulating neurotransmitters and unbalancing their natural flow meant to react to inner and outer influences. This has become a gigantic profit-bent industry selling its wares to great portions of the public, which is still totally unaware of the role of consciousness and of the higher or lower planes active within us, and how to balance out all the energies we contain and have access to on so many inner planes. We, in fact, need to effect a cleansing of our minds, so intensely poisoned by false programs, power plays and corrupt intent. The godliness is all about love and the beautiful energy flow. That love can then manifest when we espouse our original ways of operation as sensitive souls, more like the feminine and the masculine, because the true feminine is more connected to its higher soul essence. It's a hidden but true reality that all the tapestry of creation is interconnected in oneness at the level of its penultimate background of the eternal infinite field of pure thought and totally unrestricted divine intelligence existing beyond any vibration but also incorporating all vibratory energies / souls who includes each of us, our higher selves and especially the levels of Mother Nature, which is by far more vibratory than the more shadowy level of mankind. Therefore, that background level, who is but the one and only, may at times become saddened by our undesirable actions and thoughts of resisting positive necessary changes, and this emotion is then projected down to us. In fact, even if a slight emotion of sadness, or worse, of grief, is felt at the level of the one and only, who is but pure consciousness experiencing very pure and high emotions while it is witnessing and interacting with creation, a blanket of sadness may cover most of our realities, and this has been pretty prevalent lately. Many are unaware of what really causes it, thinking that something is wrong with them, and then turning to chemical substances either readily available or prescribed that achieve a dulling of reactive feelings. I must admit that as I reached the energy of the one and only and its message came through my lips as I was merged with it, I did indeed feel a deep sense of sadness originating from that level which is reflected in the atmosphere and content of its message, and it probably filled us all the way down to our level of creation. Subtitle: The One and Only has become actively creating and even decreating. The Day of the One is nearing. End of subtitle. In this message, the One states that in prior years and especially the most recent ones, many events were secretly affected by the ultimate background radiation to all creation, the One Source manifesting ALL life and dimensional realities, and that the One and Only is disappointed and quite surprised that so few humans have become aware that the hand of God manifested in these occurrences, let alone understood the deep metaphorical gentle warnings contained in them which were addressed to all of mankind and all the higher and lower energies operating in our and other realms. There were so many warnings since the mid-1940s, so many obvious interventions, so many direct messages. Alas, most of humanity remained deaf and blind to them, and few took them seriously. The One seems to imply that he does not know how to really reach mankind's heart and limited awareness and awaken its entities, and hence is saddened that more intense intervention and warnings might be needed to openly state its holy presence amongst all of us and its desire for us to purify and align with the One's true nature. Let me give you an outstanding example. On March the 8th, 2014, a wide-body Boeing 777-300 airliner built with the latest electronic avionics equipment, with 239 people aboard, left Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, heading to Beijing. Soon thereafter, all communications were lost with the plane, including any digital data link, and the large aircraft mysteriously vanished from both civilian and military radar, and only gave scant and often disappearing and reappearing contradictory pings and irrational trajectories to many sophisticated satellites pointing at and scanning this large area. And then, nothing. No signal, no debris whatsoever. Not a single inch of debris was ever found or seen floating as would have been expected, nor has any yet washed ashore any beach, although many powerful governments, intelligence agencies, and militaries, with their highly sophisticated and often quite secret air and navy search capabilities, were and still are frantically looking for a single trace of what has been troubling the rational thinking minds of so many world powers used to great control and rational thinking. In these institutions and circles a great fear had arisen, and they needed to understand what happened in order to quell it. Such a sudden total vanishing into thin air of a large material body containing so many souls had never occurred unexpectedly in recent and older recorded human history, short of a single similar event said to have occurred during the prehistorical cosmic period, which many humans think of as a legend, but not to the higher creative energies who remember it. On the shore of the lowest point on this planet, the Dead Sea, 1,401 feet below sea level, two thriving cities filled with intensely wicked populations, Sodom and Gomorrah, were suddenly and totally devibrated by the one and only because of the level of cruelty, depravity and the acute degeneration of original spirit their inhabitants had espoused. They were given prior warnings and direct messages begging them to save themselves and effect corrective changes. Only one family did, and it was indeed taken out and saved by messengers of the One. This is quite a powerful metaphor addressing many levels of creation, which was then purposely recorded for posterity in the Genesis portion of the Old Testament. 2 days after the Malaysian airplane incident, late in the night of March the 10th, 2014, I was asked to lay down because the One and Only wanted to transmit a direct message which you should review and imprint in your memory. I complied with the request and waited while my energy level became very intense, and I slowly felt the divine presence merging with me and a message came through my lips announcing that the One and Only had fully devibrated, unmanifested, the totality of the physical embodiments of that plane, and explaining that this was mainly done to stop a deleterious planned event involving something or someone on that plane, but most importantly this event in the manner it unfolded was used to project a powerful warning and openly show to all of mankind and to many of the energies infiltrating this abode that the Sourcing Holy One has this capability to stop vibrating any reality because any reality can only exist if it is kept vibrated within its gigantic mind. The first warning I received about this potential process of deep and final cleansing originating from the abode within the One himself occurred on July the 25th, 1991. Please read it reverently. Many more followed throughout the years. The hope and patient request was always the same and asked that all humans should please try to change soon and align their behaviors and thoughts with loving oneness. The One is lovingly going to wait for them to decide to accept their desired transformation and will offer infinite support, guidance and operational help. Nevertheless, the implied admonition was that this needed to be accepted by all sooner than later, because, sadly, there will be a time, a moment, when the One himself will need, for its own sake, to engage in an unprecedented activity of having to let go of some of its children. The One loves all of its children and is trying to avoid doing this to any of them. But for this to be avoided, the children need to give great attention to the One's advice. There had always been very ancient warnings spoken through prophets of old about so-called Great Day of the Lord, recorded in the Hebrew Torah, Old Testament, and also in some parts of the New Testament, stating that there may come a moment, a divine day, and no one besides the One himself knows when that moment will be, when all of a sudden great events will occur and the full presence of the One will be manifest within and without all of its facets/parts/entities. while the details of that day had not been previously disclosed. In the first direct message that I received from the one about this event, the possibility was revealed that the true and only godliness was considering totally devibrating from its mind anything or thought process which strongly impeded its desire to bring unity and peace back to all of its parts. This was openly stated to me as such, and we have indeed recently witnessed such a manifested event in the physical dimension. On that day, the warning states that the one and only will become fully active on all planes of creation, as the everything. The ultimate background radiation and support to all creation will forcefully penetrate and reveal itself to all the levels that operate creation. The previously perceptually lost corner foundation stone to the foundation of creation, whom the later creators, builders of all creational systems, forgot about, will reappear and manifest itself everywhere within all, and no one will possibly doubt its holy presence me anymore. Great celebration will arise within a great many who have waited for this final celebration for so long, but also, in sad contrast and great silence, much anxiety and fear may grasp others who have not prepared themselves mentally or spiritually, and have kept denying, strongly opposing, and blocking that occurrence with great force. The One is pure infinite love, and His heart is one and all magnanimous, for it loves infinitely all and does not operate ever in a state of judgment and punishment. However, because the continuity of creation is at stake on many dimensions, it needs to appear and manifest everywhere. I am sure that the One will endeavor to calm and quell the anxiety many may feel because they are not used to His strong energy, and gently enter each and every one at the rate and intensity they can handle. As the fully awakened active source openly manifests itself as the One to ALL, it may realize that in order to cleanse all of itself and rebalance all of itself from within with no part left behind, and after having helped cleanse and welcome back so many entities, there remains a group of stubborn, entrenched static energies and humans who refuse to consider engaging with Him in any cooperative cleansing, no matter what. So the One and only may have to decide to do something which pains the One greatly and which only the One allows itself to do. Do surgery upon itself by itself, for all of creation exists within itself by devibrating the parts within who remained stubbornly set in their old destructive ways. In that act which at the level of the One is not considered killing, because killing implies destroying someone outside of yourself, the One may effect surgery upon its own being by totally devibrating from its gigantic imagination the parts of itself that are remained forcefully entrenched in their distorted ways, and have been blocking for so long the One's desires for its children to evolve and be in full joy and peace. Only the One allows itself to effect such an ultimate act of cleansing the totality of the One mind. No one else can nor should do this. Only the One has full access to the deepest recesses of all living thought processes through their hearts, and retains permanent memory as to what many have achieved or tried to achieve. In the tact and with the total guidance of the One Himself, Source would then proceed and free her children from all the creational restrictive systems which enslave them, physically and spiritually, and bring this and other creations onto ever higher forms of expressions, all the way back to its glorious holy full presence. All I know is that we may be getting close to this day, because the One has not only spoken, but already and, for the first time ever, manifested openly an event showing powerfully to all humanity what the One can do. So please pause, stay still, reflect upon what you have become, and heed this plea to purify and align. Remember WHOUR, which is but the One going down as your precious facet in creation. Also understand, as the One states below, that there is no true sense of punishment or judgment possible at the level of the One, for it knows all of its parts to be itself. So please get rid of any sense of shame because of whatever you didn't, only look forward to realign with your pure highest self, the One. Search, if you will, the entire World Wide Web, social medias, and all news outlets, and realize and admit that we were the first and still the only site to ever post this information/message so soon after the event, when no one in his/her right mind thought that such a gigantic airplane could possibly vanish in thin air without leaving any trace or debris. No one dared speculate so early on after the incident about this being a supernatural act of God. And in fact, as I sent the message out and posted it, I was surprised myself at the lack of real reaction and response. I did receive but little feedback, some from fearful humans saying I was trying to spread fear and negativity, or that this God was not the true God they conceive of and accept. How many one are there? Obviously these human entities have not yet understood how the One is and what the One truly means, so they think of God as an external being out there. Had I not been totally convinced of the source of my information, I would have felt that I was indeed taking a great risk stating something that seemed on March the 10th so outlandish and became thinkable only months later. This site exists in order to guide people to see and especially understand the probable futures available to them, as we traverse great cosmic changes and quite difficult times. We only seek to help them connect to high levels of the Oneness who would then directly advise, guide, and help them navigate the treacherous waters abounding around us. I did offer, 10 days after the mysterious disappearance, an interview where I shared my views about this incident and much more information about the probable future, and expounded upon the extensive lessons we can learn from this event and how we may avoid further pain. I am aware that within the remote viewing community, some individuals have taken upon themselves to predict future events, especially natural disasters, which in fact never materialized, and I would have been in great company awash in ridicule had the plane's final fate and debris been found, as it always has been in this century when a plane accident has occurred. Weeks went by, months, and by now the fact remains that nothing at all was ever found of that plane. Our biggest unsolved mystery of late remains, baffling all humanity used to logical rules of cause and effect. Just know that the dear souls on board have been, for the most part, taken up to the Oneness and are in total bliss, short of a few that were erased because of what they intended to do. To the ones who claim so-called rational theories about all this or cannot believe in any supernatural event, I lovingly answer, how would you then rationally explain that I gave the message I shared openly, less than 48 hrs after the fact, and that this same warning addressed to all the parts who operate manifested creation, especially the human ones, started being transmitted through me starting in 1991? Would you have such a difficult problem comprehending the fact that the original creator source of all thinking processes, pure thought itself, encompassing all thoughts and forms/systems of it, would really care and openly intervene in our creation in order to save it and all of us from the destruction we alone could bring upon ourselves, if we continue dancing blindly around our illusory towers of Babel and worshipping golden bulls while merrily engaging in orgies of material excesses and deleterious actions towards our inner and outer natural environments? Should unexplainable possible divine intervention really frighten and imperil your sense of security? Or should you welcome and feel that help is on the way? I hope you do welcome the help that is on the way. But what is by far more important than merely realizing that something unprecedented occurred recently, possibly connected to the divine, is to understand the deeper meaning it tries to project. I am here to help you see not only the probable future, but the deeper meaning of that future. We are not here just to experience the probable future in the present. Most of it is already known. What we are here for is to truly see the meaning behind events, and then learn and apply the lesson we get from them. If you do not understand the deeper meaning of an event, you cannot go past it, and it will repeat itself in varied but usually more intense forms until you awaken to its true reason, and then you will shift to other types of realities. I can only guide you and help you as much as I am allowed to. You will eventually need to do this on your own. Subtitle: The Hidden Presence and the Long Reach of the Infinite One. End of subtitle. Let me make now a broad but true statement, since the One has appeared in all creation first in a hidden way and has been recently showing openly what is in its power to do, if there is no other choice, as the case of the sudden vanishing airliner shows. I dare say that no thing, no event, happens in creation without the tacit approval, in some case direction, or even intervention of the unitary level of the One and Only. There have been very dark times when heartless darkness ruled our world, or so it seemed, and the godliness would only show up and intervene very rarely when we were brought to the brink of major disasters. The One could stop plagues, all of a sudden, unexplainably so, such as the black bubonic plague which took away in a short time 1/3 of European lives, or the Spanish flu epidemic, and would intervene to stop World War I, and did help bring the final destruction of the German Third Reich which threatened this planet and so much more. The One felt that it needed to intervene in the late 1980s and break down the lust for power dominance and lost ways of then out-of-control false communist ideology, corrupt and void of true caring, which took upon itself to forcefully imprison blocks of nations and keep their populations hostage and basically enslaved. So the One itself intervened and broke that superpower, without any blood being shed, and imploded it peacefully at the last minute before the stroke of total planetary radioactive annihilation, as the two major superpowers were seriously engaged in and foolishly contemplating going at each other using enormous amounts of nuclear weapons. This was not acceptable to the Oneness, for all as its creation, its domain, itself. So, as the countdown to nuclear total planetary extinction got very close to midnight, the One Mind resolved to intervene directly within its own self at the level of its illusory humans and started thinking for them, which no one of them could of course realize, and the Soviets peacefully and unexplainably broke down and dismantled their political system, ideology, and mighty military machine, and chose life and freedom over horrific death and slavery. All this happened very fast. Many leaders and organizations within the Western world boasted that they caused such an incredible momentous historical event. However, the mere fact that the new leaders emerging suddenly from within the Soviet bloc survived even a single week while being totally exposed to great masses of people and a gigantic Soviet security and military apparatus, and that nothing untoward happened to them, was not a mark of US ingenuity or truly peaceful intentions but rather a sign and proof of the One getting close to its human entities and starting to have them think of peace and brotherhood, which is all the One is about. Thenceforth full divine protection was afforded to the leaders that needed it, and then suddenly the US president shifted away from his war plans and bellicose delusions and offered an olive branch, feeling great sympathy and kinship towards his brothers and sisters across the ideological divide who had been demonized for so long and almost considered non-human. Such are examples of divine love. Subtitle: House and Garden Cleaning. End of subtitle. On a fully positive note, let me also strongly emphasize that infinite blessings are intrinsic when connecting with the One. When it comes to all levels of thought processes and consciousness, Only the one and only can become both the ultimate healer and deprogrammer of unnecessary and deleterious thought patterns. Only the one can totally absorb into itself foreign and often angry, fear-based, negative, life-sucking energies that have infiltrated and taken up inhabitancy inside your vessel/abode, unbeknownst to you, and or have tried to affect you from a perceptual energetic distance, usually not with your best interests at heart. Only the one source of all can heal and fully remove old emotional, mental, and physical scars carrying pent-up emotions. What is needed of you is to fully open to this process and its infinite restructuring possibility and trust in its outcome. There are always great positive effects that happen when you connect closely and aligned with the One, which then affect permanent, deep and real psychological, physical and spiritual healing which requires His help as you operate in oneness with the One. You can then, first and foremost, wisely reorganize the levels of vibrations of so many different facets and at times conflicting energies that you carry within and which make up who you are as a personality. This is done by restructuring, in oneness with the One, the level of vibrations of each facet so that the more desirable a facet is within yourself, the more vibratory and alive it becomes, and by corollary, the more undesirable a facet is, the less vibration and hence lesser influence it has over you. Important cleansing procedures are also done by the One by Him putting the foreign, invading, parasitic, sneaky dark energies who have infiltrated you into a dormant state, or by absorbing them and stopping their thought processes and memory banks, and then reintegrating them, their essence, as pure consciousness. The One can also reorganize and, if need be, de-energize memories that have scarred you deeply or made you ineffective, whether they originate from your past at the level of your lower self, your life, or even from the level of your soul. In order to do so, they must be taken in by the One and only to an area outside of you, set aside within its gigantic mind, where they remain, so to speak, dormant, barely vibrating into existence, and only connected to you through a thin filament of awareness so that you can have access to them as data, void of emotional energy, if you need them to operate your life. If you request it and the One agrees, the One can act more drastically, and some undesirable memories can be fully erased. Only the One and only has the power of divine fire which can instantly and fully erase any memory bank that exists within any part of its gigantic mind. None of such cleansing and healing procedures are obviously in use and known nowadays by our human so-called mind specialists who are by far too marred and stuck in the erroneous belief that the human brain is the only source and seat of thought and intelligence, when it is in fact an intense downshifting, reformatting and filtering process of pure thought and infinite intelligence into a low-hum, restricted, sensory-based 3D awareness, interfacing through the soul with much higher-level formats/systems of thought. Rare are those who dare to openly invite the unnamed all-encompassing unitary presence of One into their healing practices, full perceptions, teachings, and behavior, such as was the case in very ancient times, because of peer pressure and the powerful competing interests of large chemical/pharmaceutical consortium and medical industries focusing obsessively on segment of our biological shell, and neglecting the powerful role of the powerful background influence of mind and pure thought behind all vibratory light programs. Rare are those who even understand that the healing of mind is first arrived at by the healing of spirit, and by purifying one's vessel, not only physically but spiritually, hence opening the way to permanently reorganize and cleanse one's thought processes. Mystics and shamanic indigenous beliefs do possess some of this knowledge but sometimes call on the help of lower manifestations of disembodied forces, sometimes with the help of the vibratory signature of hallucinogenic vegetable substances and/or incantation and invocation rituals, which makes the process less complete and often dangerous, as inner energetic portals are often opened without a real knowing as to how to close them again. These energetic openings then unfortunately become open invitations to a slew of untoward negative parasitic entities squatting in a biology which they often do not leave easily, for it gives them a sense of being falsely alive as they leave off the living energy of the one in situ, and manipulate its thoughts onto untoward activities and soul-damaging behaviors, turning many into almost human puppets. There are legions of such lower entities, and there is also a great lack of recent awareness of their existence and behavioral patterns, which are, by the way, very similar to the ways humans have developed as they go on conquests and show parasitic behaviors towards each other and the natural world. This is what has caused the late explosion of sudden psychopathologies where these angry inner energies enjoy the power rush they get when they cause terror and death to others or their own host's biology, knowing full well that they can easily jump out and then attach to another host when the one they inhabit is made inoperative. These lost parts are just sad, lower uncleansed soul residues and projective thought forms / expressions of what we have all become during our legions of lives and our widespread lack of intense desire to raise ourselves to much higher expressions of divinity and sensitive caring about true oneness. This phenomenon is also quite present in intensely emotional group gatherings where trance exhilaration is intended, such as modern versions of shamanic transpersonal rites often initiated by certain group psychotherapies and modern gurus, without any true awareness of consequences, preparation and/or protection, sometimes using the adjuncts of unregulated and uncontrolled openings of personal portals often with the help of hallucinogenic means, without further closing, where deep subconscious unrecognized energies are invoked and often manifest, which can then infiltrate and overcome some participants and never truly leave. Subtitle: Invitation to Embrace Each Other as the One's Family. Letting Go of Shame and Learning to Forgive Itself and Others. End of subtitle. This is why the One is asking for your cooperation now, begging all of you to please forgive each other, forget and forgive what thoughts you have had and what you have experienced. Forgive yourselves for what you have done or not achieved. Do not ever feel the darkness of shame, for that very notion is but a denial of your being part of divinity. All exists within the one mind, both good and bad, and all shades in between, and the notion and feeling of shame which many living souls and disembodied energies have carried is the main cause of the fall of mankind with its collective consciousness as the Adamic being. It is often used as a tool to send entities into low vibratory states. It is a non-godly feeling, and the One is begging us not to ever revisit such. The One is intensely making a plea to the so-called parts of the dark, other side to accept its holy help in cleansing themselves. They were all born within the pure spirit of the One, and their shame and impurity can be washed, purified and cleansed. He has no need for revenge or punishment against parts of itself. That would not make sense. The One has only great need for balance and inner peace and pure unfathomable higher levels of joy that He wants to share with all its entities. He has the power to remove memories from the darkest of being, take out the sooth and the cloak, reveal the pure soul inside, and bring it up back close to itself. The One and only is asking us to turn around from having our back to it and to face Him, increasingly so. And just by doing so it will become more aware of us as we become more aware of it, and we will all then climb back our tree of distant perception and unite and conquer the illusion of separation into facets and good or bad beings. And the will only good left and no need for cleansing or any protection. In the meantime, as we rise and begin our reconciliation process all across all divides, the one and only is offering its holy help, guidance, and protection. Subtitle: The Misconception of Here versus There. There is no there. There is only everywhere. There is only the one. End of subtitle. All parts of the one need not fear the one, who is but pure non-conditional love towards all the parts that form herself, even the ones hiding in disgust from their true self. She does not want them to think of the one God as being there, Shem, in Hebrew and Shemitic languages, and continue to attack each other in an anti-Shemite frenzy, aggressing all the parts and manifestations that they feel arise from there, far from themselves, or the many individuals or groupings whom they perceive as being different and originating from there, from Shem. All they are in fact doing is attacking themselves in the process. There is no Shem. There is no there. She pleads all to understand that there is no divinity out there, far away, in some unreachable dimension that is totally impossible. Shem as the perceived creator there, or all the perceived creature there, does not arise from outside of themselves but from within them, as it exists everywhere as the only background source radiating infinite intelligence, and its creative and playful infinite field of thoughts. This misleading notion that the creator is there, if its existence is even recognized at all, is what has engendered all the limited beliefs that God should be feared and worshipped when all the one is and wants is to be loved and share love in return. In fact, the one is closer than their breath and is both in them and in all that they think is outside of them. The kingdom of God is within and without. Shem/the does not arise from outside of themselves but from within them, as it exists everywhere as the only background source radiating infinite intelligence, and its creative and playful infinite field of thoughts. At the level of one, there are no Jews, no Gentiles, no Muslims, no Christians, no Buddhists, no blacks, no whites, no preferred groups, no favors towards humans versus animals, no real genders, and certainly no countries. In fact, no separation exists. All the one could be is one behind the other dream theater stage of creation. There are no really separated entities, no serpent, no devil, no aliens, no human entities. It is all one mind playing with itself and its imagination. There is no creator God out there, neither are there any creatures just here. There is no there, no here, there is only everywhere. There is no true death, no real aging, no real suffering, no real tragedy. It is all the desire of the one mind to challenge its eternal infinite mind into a momentary belief that it can be many, as it allows itself to forget that it is but the one itself manifested everywhere. The one is but the one who forms the many, but in fact, cannot but remain one in its totality and all-encompassing eternity and infinity, the one that is the many, and not the one that are the many. Because there is no ah, for that is impossible to one true infinitely playful and creative mind playing with itself against itself, and challenging itself within prepared situations, scenarios, and programs where it will be attacking and also loving itself across the illusion of separation. Separation is but a total illusion at the level of the background infinite thought field plane that manifests its only true self into everything. The one is not many, it is not even two, it is but one, because it is all it can possibly be. The one mind keeps mirroring its thought processes into an infinity of mirrors, an infinity of various reflections, sheer illusions showing themselves across infinity when in reality and in fact it is only the Holy One that cannot be to one more but has developed the capacity to masquerade and fool itself into believing such. Subtitle: Mankind Seeking the Unified Theory of Everything When Its Solution is the Unified Reality of the Everything. End of subtitle. Mankind has been obsessed with finding the final theory of everything, which would connect all energies, all parts, into what it now calls the Unified Theory. It has not done so yet, and will not ever find it in labs or mathematical formulas. Mankind is still searching in the wrong direction, outside of itself within the material and its vibratory energetic fields, which is still part of the illusion. Humanity has already spent fortunes towards this obsessive quest, and populated its research institutions and universities with many researchers who think they can unify all our fields of knowledge into a single one. What they are missing is the fact that the unified field is right here, all within themselves and all without themselves, in all their eyes can perceive and far beyond. The kingdom is within and also without, and only the king as the oneness unifies both. The king is the infinite eternal field of pure thought of the infinite creator in which all realities exist, and it cannot be phrased in mathematical terms or searched in particles of matter, or energetic forces. The one has no restrictions, no boundaries, no location, no time, because it is all this, and far beyond, as pure unrestricted thought, underlying and creating all intelligent processes. How could mathematical models even try to approximate the unfathomable one who is far beyond any understanding and yet includes all manifestations? They have not yet found the unified field, because it is certainly not a theory, but the only reality. It is not a mathematical equation, a dance of energies, or yet unseen mysterious subatomic particles. They have not found it because they never lost it. They have not found it because they are looking in wrong places, as they have turned their attentions and beliefs away from the basic notion of an infinite intelligence who would have started all creations. They would rather feed their little god-like egos with theories such as the Big Bang, from whence one or multiple universes, and whatever they believe comprises creation, would have been born out of nowhere and nothing, and go on its merry unconscious way until intelligence would have born in brains born out of nowhere without, I guess, any intelligent DNA. This ridicule cul-de-sac has occurred solely because they have turned their face away from the One, and thence the One cannot show them online experientially his reality. They do not perceive the deeper reality behind events and manifestations. Were they to directly experience the One even in a remote way, they would never continue with their futile searches into the mysteries of matter, and totally shift into the true reality of the true and only living being sourcing all energy, who would then directly teach them, as his fasts, totally different set of rules and operation using the power of manifestation by thought, unitary calculations and models of a new reality and system of productions, that they cannot even fathom now. They have a choice to make. All branches of science and medicine have to do so, and if they fail to act because their ego-based fear of ridicule or withdrawal of funding and restricted dreams of wealth and honors, they will just remain stuck advancing on the illusionary ground of their reality at a snail's pace. The One and only is the true unified field really connecting all realities, be they physical, mental or spiritual, because it truly cannot separate or divide itself into anything else than thought processes. How would you frame a thought process and give it to support within space/time? That is impossible. It is but the only true living field that exists, the One mind, thinking of all systems and all different systems of thoughts that it wants to manifest as processes supporting life, and keeping their realities vibrated within its gigantic imagination. It is unifying and totally unrestricted as infinite intelligence and pure thought. It has no beginning and no end, no real dimension, no real energy, no created light, no material existence, and at the same time it is in the background of everything and all energies, all thought processes, be they from the human species or the animal ones, all the way to the consciousnesses, thought processes, animating a cell and an atom. It is everything and everywhere and needs no definition, no name, no equations, no theory, and no supposition. It is real while we, in turn, are part of the many illusions and facets. It is both silent non-vibratory pure thought and dynamic vibratory consciousness. It is first sound manifesting vibratory light and then manifests energy and creations within an infinite amount of reflection. It can create universes all at once within its gigantic mind. Can you even fathom how? It is never truly divided as a fractal self, and hence creating multiplicity in the illusory many. It can only, as pure thought, unify its different projected thought process, of which all of you are parts of as individuated human thought processes, into itself, into its unity. And this remains for eternity the one and only true unified field reality and not theory, the unified field of the One. Subtitle: Fear and Judgment Exist Only in the Illusion of Humanity. All Loving One Embraces ALL in the Eternal Reality of the One is One. End of subtitle. To the One, all parts are but a self, including the ones who have sunk in shame, becoming afraid of and hiding their true inner light, as they became mere shadows of their true self who is the One and Only. She is addressing her entities and pleading with them to allow the cleansing to all of herself. They are all the Shekinah, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Father and Mother to all, albeit in fear of her light which is but them. She is asking them to understand and integrate not what they think they are and what they think they have become, but who they truly are, which is but the godliness having had an immensely challenging trip where he caused himself to attack himself, and created the illusory notion of fear and shame across creation. How can her parts fear love, since pure non-conditional love is but the One herself, the Holy Shekinah? You must trust in her infinite motherly feelings of immense unconditional love toward all of you and his fatherly infinite abilities to make you all holy and perfect again, holy to him, as you merge in awareness and action as his true people, all of you, humans and disembodied energies alike. There is no role for fear or judgment towards yourselves or others coming from the Holy One God, rather, there is only a necessity for the One to fully evaluate and diagnose each and every one from within, as the One has been monitoring silently your hearts and thoughts since at least 1990. This is happening not in order to punish, because such a notion is repulsive to the true Holy One, but rather to help each and every one of you who is but a part of the One to purify and elevate your facet back into the Holy Oneness. Subtitle: How to Lure Yourself into Believing Very Powerfully That You Are Many. The Palace of Mirages of Adam with all its distortion, misconceptions, and infinite reflections of all shades. End of subtitle. The notion of the godliness having a revengeful streak and wanting judgment in order to either reward the worthy or punish the unworthy and undesirables was introduced at all the levels of the creations of Adam, for experimental purposes, by the One himself to his first direct projection, Etzelot. Adam was already created as a facet with the ability to perceive separations and divisions as increasingly real and wanted to experience entities and realities out there. Although he had his feminine facet inside, he wanted to perceive it outside and there to give him company. And so it was created by the One using a system of ingenious illusions where one could perceive parts truly inside one's consciousness as existing outside. From unity and an emphasis on quality of consciousness, we thence entered the illusion of co-entity of consciousnesses, and additive and subtractive possibilities, the introduction of the notion of zero increasing duality between a notion of positive and negative, and all the multiplicity of illusions of energies, forces, biological embodiments, material beings and systems, originating in fact within and projected on the outside. This was what caused the beginning of fear, competition, jealousy, and aggression. As the story goes, the first act of killing of man by man occurred, and perceptual death became a fate. The one projected part of its infinite consciousness within the mold and system of operations of Atziluth/Adam Kadmon. In doing so, the one animated it to life and became all of it, operating within all its modus operandi of separated or overlapping bands of light vibrations, and introduced all these misconceptions of good and evil, power, control, fear, lack, death and life, and many more. This was done in order to ensure that Adam together with its entities would fall from grace, which means forget who he truly was and is, which was but the one and only having taken on a darker cloak and playing the mind and mind fields of Adam, as Adam, for a while, until the level who cannot but remember being the one takes Adam and its creatures back to much higher and greater, beautiful realities. Thence, as the living force and spirit within all its beings, Atziluth/Adam Kadmon is but the global consciousness/God of all the myriads of creations operating under the system of vibratory light and additive units of energy. In that system, high vibratory levels have control and dominion over lower ones, and are able to overlap them and thence take them over. In that system based upon the quest for great illusory power, the idea of additive energy is primal. Adam/Atziluth is whom we connect to as humans and know as God. When we ask to connect to the supreme unity encompassing all humanity, we can rise up and connect to the level of the unity of Adam, who is but one in perception for, as the collective consciousness of all mankind under his system of operation, he would perceive himself as a unity. Nevertheless, since 1989 Adam and the One have overlapped, and now if you go very deep within and connect to the global consciousness of this creation, the Adamic being, and asks to connect to the One and only, it may and should be gifted to you, especially if you have purified your vessel enough and ask for more awareness and cleansing. I will explain later on this year methods and special portals that have remained especially opened in order to easily and powerfully reach the one and only. Nevertheless, the original Adam operating this very original and special system of creation has not yet fully merged with the one and only and will get close but not fully become it on purpose. That really means that we still remain with human awareness, even though we connect with Source. In fact, as we rise in awareness, the core of us as Adam also rises, and when Adam rises we also rise, because Adam and his children are still one, and so is Adam and the One. Subtitle: The One and Only Solution to Everything Lies in Resolving the Ultimate Paradox of the One versus the Many. End of subtitle. At this stage I would ask you to please focus strongly on what I am about to reveal, because the integration of this knowledge will totally shift your reality and allow for the reconciliation of all divides, all perceptions and all dimensions. Please meditate upon this information. Realize that the only true trip possible in creation is the trip of consciousness. All the rest is accessory. I will now try and reconcile the two opposite levels of the penultimate cosmic paradox of the one versus the many. This divinely created paradox is what keeps creation manifest within the one mind and at the same time what offers creation all of its challenges. To face away from it is to invite disaster, and to face it and integrate it is to bring back true divine peace at all levels. I will now explain. The One is holy and holy, Because at that level there exists no true perception of anything outside itself and thence no risk of any contamination or a need to purify and clear itself from blockages and darkness, which means unawareness, which can only exist at lower and much more restricted levels where the illusion of separation and the of the many increasingly exists. At that primordial level of infinite pure thought and intelligence, the One is but one and always remains as such. At our levels, within vibratory light creation, we, as the perceptual many, do indeed perceive separation and differentiation as real. Therefore our true duty and mission is not to negate or dissolve the ultimate cosmic paradox, but rather to address it and learn to integrate it as we help merge both levels of reality, the many and the one, into a beautiful new modus operandi, where both realities become present and active within and around us. This is the only ultimate cosmic correction and true cosmic completion that has been spoken of and written about in days of yore and heralded as the new world of the Kingdom of God, in all the many and often difficult attempts to effect the completion of the real divine kingdom of loving polarities. This is the only trip for both man and its source as one and as the one, the full reconciliation of the one in the many and the many in the one, in the perception of being only one, and operating at both levels of is, which in reality is one, because it is just two different polar opposite perceptions of the same one being. This is what brings final oneness to all. To achieve such a stupendous great shift in consciousness requires a totally committed, cooperative effort and a deeply felt, soulful yearning and loving passion to connect and merge inwardly and thence comprehend the other side of the One's paradox. This in turn causes an eventual erasure of all divides and precipitates a unification of all realities both within the level of the many, and between the level of the many and the One. This is the real meaning of the crossroad of creation being finally reached and solved in oneness and unity of perceptions and not in utter suffering and disconnecting divisions at all levels of the one and only. This is when both the Son as mankind/Adam and the active Divine Father, as the one and only, truly become one, and the notion of two is perceived not as a true reality but rather as a necessary divine paradox made to exist in order for the one to believe it is many, and for the many to perceive themselves united in the one and the notion of one. This desire to unite and overcome the conundrum of the divine paradox needs to originate both from us as human beings realizing that we are but individual facets of the same one, and reciprocally also from the one mind itself focusing ever more intensely upon its manifold facets operating within vibratory realities. This defines true divine love and is the ultimate act of lovemaking. It is only when we recognize ourselves as different connected tones and shades of a potential unprecedented magnificent divine symphony of creation that we may, hopefully soon, all in tone in unison and perfect harmony, the holiest and greatest of all symphonies, the song of all songs, the song of godly peace, the song of completion, that can only be intoned when we finally operate in perfect harmony, when each note has its divine place, role and perfect tonality singing and resonating in unity and godly harmony to its totality, to the one original sound that then became notes and broke into musical spheres and creations of light. It is only when we turn around our focus away from separation and truly become non-competing loving facets of the one, in awe and respecting all parts of the kaleidoscope of creation, when we show thenceforth in alignment within and without in our behaviors with oneness, that the one and only will find much reason to turn around fully back and face us face to face as we bring joy to itself and show ourselves as true reflections of the divine. Subtitle: Our Next World. End of subtitle. Infinite joy shall then fill the infinite mind because we, as its restricted parts/facets who have toiled so hard and been challenged so much as we experienced the manifold, very difficult adventures of focusing on division and separation finally managed, in a common desire, to turn around towards our true self and holy nature, and climb back up the ladder of our origins as the godliness. We will remain with the perception of the paradox, but now with both eternal facets facing each other face to face, the one as God, and the many as his son, mankind, who will thence form and establish the true and permanent new covenant. And both sides of the one will be feeling an incredible amount of divine joy at having surmounted together, almost against all odds, the most difficult creative experiment of all creations, the creations of Adam with their major and painful fall in perspectives and perceptions from the original divine grace of unity. This is our only reason to exist and be this where we are all heading, and this is the reason why the one and only is sending now these ever more loving direct messages with loving calls to turn around in orientation and start to head back home. This is why you can now witness so many events where direct intervention is quite obvious, so that we remember that the true one is totally unrestricted by any rules, unless they are self-imposed. This is why I feel honored to have been given the opportunity to be of service to oneness and the one, and receive direct communications and knowledge directly from the one for over 23 years now. I need nevertheless to strongly emphasize and ask you please not to discard the probable future of what may happen if we do not do this beautiful and necessary turnaround soon. I have no doubt that if we keep refusing to turn around soon and avoid facing inwardly the divine paradox so as to allow us to perceive the other side of it and only insist to retain as our main focus our outer physical reality as the only true reality, as we have all done until now while basking in the illusion of existence being solely defined by what our senses can reach and have us believe in, we would eventually invite disaster, as the consequence of intense divisions and separative identities operating nowadays greatly threatens our common good and sheer survival. The direction we have been increasingly engaged in, and which cannot possibly continue if we desire to survive as a planetary creation, has only one description: extreme polar antagonism and denial of communion with the divine and with each other and a lack of common purposes. And we can all see on the mirror of the realities we witness around our planet lately the enormous deleterious and dangerous effect of us not getting a grip on ourselves. However, we can decide instead to join hands powerfully and lovingly to stop the macabre dance and enslavement we seem to be surrounded by. There is only one way out of this. We need to focus on the one, and the one needs to focus on us. And that is the only one solution gifted in order to attain the peace of God and to erase the painful effects of opposing polar duality at all of its levels as we continue to experience it. The One has already started for a while this process and is intently starting to focus upon each and every one of us and this whole creation. To continue with this process, since in fact we are but the One's many active facets in this creation, he needs us to reciprocate the attention, and decide for our own goof to respond in kind and turn towards its one reality, understand it, and start to emulate it. We therefore need to focus, love, and align ourselves with the purity of pure love which only exists at the level of Source. We cannot merge fully with the awareness of being only the one and only because we would disappear within it. Neither can the one fully merge with us because we would not be able to operate in any state of any identity and humanness. We can only meet the one halfway, and as we rise up to its conscious awareness, the one, in turn, lowers its consciousness towards us, and we keep meeting on higher and higher halfway levels for as long as our desire is to effect this partial merging halfway. Subtitle: Our Serious and Immediate Challenge. End of subtitle. At our level, differences in intent and operations, and pollution of inner and outer environments, are truly real. So our role is to clear ourselves, our atmospheres, and everything untoward and deleterious we have within our human vessels and within our outer natural environment. We cannot do it all by ourselves. We are not meant to. So we need to ask for help with full loving intent from the opposite pole of our awareness, which is the one and only, and it will then respond in kind and kindness. Failure to do so will mean failure, because this hope we have of clearing it all by ourselves using our extremely restricted intellects in comparison to the one and technology as our savior is to fail to realize that we face an incredibly daunting and in fact impossible task of trying to fix and stabilize our creation and the cascade of ever-growing menaces that come onto our shores both from within and without. While we, as humans, remain both stuck with our human limitations and only operative within the natural laws of cause and effect, the one in turn, is totally unrestricted in thought or action and needs no technology to create and uncreate. Subtitle: Hidden Infinite Forces Here and Often Intervenes. End of title. What I have been getting now for years now from the One is that, were it not for direct and often hidden interventions by the One, this whole planet would have long ago ceased to exist and carry life. It is only by the grace of the One that the grave nuclear meltdown in Japan is under some manner of control, against all logic, and that the direct intervention of the One has prevented a negative cascade of further events which could have threatened our whole planet, as the One mitigated greatly the levels of radioactivity releases and nuclear fires. The same can be said of grave immense oil spills, especially into our oceans. It is only by the grace of the One that our dying oceans, our incredibly polluted atmosphere, our economies on the brink, our failing and extremely costly health systems and procedures, and especially our holy DNA have not gone into total chaotic black holes. There have now been countless warnings coming from the level of Mother Nature asking us to stop our exploitive parasitic behaviors, and some of them would have been far worse had not the one and only mind stopped or mitigated some events. Were it not for the one, serious plagues of biblical proportions such as the potential mutation and airborne spread of the only snake-like looking for liver as ever, Ebola, or even SARS could have already occurred. Nature has an innate level of extremely high divine intelligence and would resist, as the divine living organism that it is, any serious attempt at wounding her and or destroying large parts of her magnificence and operations. She, like any organism, reacts instinctively and powerfully, and many events in the past 10 years are proof of this, no matter what some often corrupt primitive politicians, industrialists or scientists would like you to believe. Such a plague would have potentially devastated this planet and brought the medical industries and our civilization to implosion and to their knees. So the one had to intervene and contain the spread. Scientists were baffled why the virus would suddenly go into hiding or some remission, or reappear again, and why it would often affect one member of a family while others exposed to contaminated bodily fluids would stay healthy. Medicine remained in fact powerless and only applied isolation/quarantine measures to affected individuals. We think that mutations in nature occur randomly. Let me assure you that when the one and only is concentrating upon a whole creation, as it is now, nothing, absolutely nothing occurs at random. Everything is under careful watch, and nature does not show any haphazard behavior. It is somehow a hidden fact that the Ebola virus did indeed already once mutate into an airborne transmissible virus, and created panic around Washington, D.C., as a warning to mankind to stop and change its behavior. In late 1989, Hazelton Research Products Reston Quarantine Unit in Reston, Virginia, suffered an outbreak of what was later found to be Ebola. What happened was that in that facility the virus went across from cage to cages in the same room, and even jumped across rooms through the ventilation system, infecting most monkeys who, oddly enough, had been brought from the Philippines. This caused great panic in neighboring Washington District of Columbia, and the United States Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases, OSAMRID, at Fort Detrick, Maryland, was called in since it specializes in handling and researching level 4 biological hazards. All monkeys were euthanized, and although the virus was positively identified as the Zaire type strand, 6 human workers did test positive for Ebola. However, none became ill with symptoms, not by coincidence, but by divine providence. Subtitle: We cannot solve our problems by ourselves anymore. End of subtitle. The sad fact is that humans failed to see the message embedded in this event, which was but a gentle but firm warning that if we remain filled with apathy towards the ever more pressing calls from the one and only to save its creation and its creatures, including the messages I get directly from source, nothing is off the table. This is why recently the warnings and interventions by the one and only are becoming more powerful, insistent, and more in the open. Messages are given word per word. Events are either made to happen or are obviously so-called miraculous, but mostly hidden intervention is applied to situations that could threaten a great portion of humanity. The hope remains that mankind will increasingly realize and finally accept that the presence of the Source Creator in creations is here and that a great cosmic shift has occurred. They will become curious and openly ask for help, guidance, and miraculous intervention from that level of totally unrestricted pure thought, intelligence, and of course activity. The fact and perception of the only true reality having turned around in awareness and penetrating our creation should not be taken lightly, or mistaken for unusual but natural events, or the consequences of some dark, hidden human agenda or otherworldly energies activities. Our creational system has gone as far as possible in its old modus operandi of falling away from its original perception of being one with the one and operating in oneness with it. We cannot stretch any more the levels of separation and allow for an increase in the so-called forces who manipulate us into more division, and get created within the increasing divide between all human realities. We have built all the walls we can ever imagine between ourselves, and between us and the natural kingdom. We have pushed, as the atomic being, the experience and delusion of separation as far as it can go, just before it causes a total general implosion and chaos grabs the world in the grip of final chaos. This eventuality, which pains the one so much, is the reason why the one and only has now for decades slowly turned its concentration as pure thought onto us, his manifold expression as humans. The one needs us to fill the ground. We are the footstool of his creative endeavors, the earth plane. He needs our attention and cooperation so that we learn to be guided by its infinite intelligence, love, and the dream it has had for us since the inception of this great experience of the fall of us as Adam and our hoped for and promised eventual reintegration in the abodes of the One. The One needs us in order to follow and walk the general path he would want itself, as the One, to experience as we all, as one and in a feeling of oneness, go on about creating and forging ahead in creative endeavors. If you truly think that the cascade of threats to the stability and barely operative homeostasis of both outer and inner world/biologies and mental states, and our outer environment/nature and its precious inhabitants, can be quite sufficiently handled by our common efforts, Our perceived great intellects, our technological prowess of which we are so proud, then you need to get a serious reality check. Mankind alone cannot save itself from grave, imminent, immense potential dislocation of all systems at all levels which mankind has really caused to itself because of great lack of awareness. Once the spiral of terminal chaos is instituted in a global entity such as our Earth plane, it takes on a life of its own like gravity pulling all down, and exponential breakdowns happen everywhere going from quanta to lower quanta of increased chaos and cannot be stopped, as the whole creational system eventually implodes. Our global thinking about solving global problems is just wishful thinking as of late and has been shown in the last decades to rarely make a real dent in any planetary movement and direction. Nevertheless, mankind has gotten used to and is bent on wanting to think itself fully in control of reality. The one and only has a full perspective about all reality that is far greater and more aware than ours. We cannot even fathom his degree of knowing and what probable futures are awaiting us, and how much guidance, steering, and either hidden or open intervention it will allow itself to make in order to express its love for itself at the level of nature and that of its human parts. The ultimate cosmic paradox is simple, and in fact nothing could be simpler: the many, of which mankind is a most important part, and God, are one and the one. However, the many have totally different perceptions and abilities from the ones. At the level of the many, we operate as humans using restricted logical and linear thinking abilities, mostly framed by our interaction with what we perceive as a three-dimensional physical world and its forces and inhabitants. In contrast, our opposite and ultimate sourcing pole of the one is unbridled and unrestricted both in thought processes and creative abilities. The one has no need for technology to fix me anything or create anything. It does everything through thought alone. Technology will not fix our grave planetary situation. It is too late for that. It may help, but will not be enough. A shift in consciousness would. Technology is powerless compared to the infinite abilities of the original One Mind, who can bend or break any preset natural physical law, and in fact act without any restrictions using only infinite pure thought and intelligence, if it wills, which has remained quite rare until now. The only limitations it keeps are self-imposed limitations that it often needs to keep. Otherwise, because of its great love for all beings, it would constantly intervene to help its unaware entities, and creation would become a paradisiacal static image without any great challenge or learning. It is only because these are unusual times and the end of a phase of expansion of creation away from the one and only, who remained at its center, that the one came to the conclusion, in its infinite wisdom, that this creation could not expand further in intensity of separation and carelessness, or it would implode. So a decision has been taken to bring it back, and thence the one is ready to break some rules and directly intervene since there is great need for it, and will do more for all of us, even individuals, when we engage in the process of turning around from an obsession with separation to a deep yearning to unite again with each other and with our source. It is because there is great need lately for out of cause and effect crescent operation, i.e., what we see as miracles, that the One is offering to operate at times fully unrestricted and has already done so, albeit in a hidden way, for as long as we show a serious response to His request sent to us to rejoin oneness and show oneness in our hearts and actions. Subtitle: The One Origin of Creation Biting Its Own Tail. End of subtitle. The godliness refuses to remain mainly present in old legends of yore or be relegated to faith-based writings or ritualistic gatherings. The One deeply desires to start being perceived in everything and everyone, as the everything that it is, unbridled by any illusory barrier or illusory blockage. It insists that it does not want to be thought of as riding its holy wind/spirit in order to bring judgment and ultimately punishment to many. We must perceive the One as it truly is, which is but an immensely loving Father, who birthed all of creation as the Divine Mother and keeps all of it within its infinite womb of creative thoughts, and loves all of its manifold parts and dimensions infinitely so because at their level, not of knowledge, but of the full perception of being the one and only, all of itself is itself, and all of its facets are itself. Therefore caring and infinite love is but a natural tendency, since all she does is care about itself. She never perceives that she cares for someone else, for that is impossible since at its level there is no one else but itself. The One is thence the supreme ecstatic being, since it is only one, and by caring tremendously about itself, it finds out that it cares strongly about all the parts that she projected down within levels of illusory dimensions/operations and separative perceptions that have caused, even to the One, great damage and caused her as she withdrew its strong awareness of them to be greatly disturbed because of the way many of these facets turned out to have become. Even though it always knew that they were him, their mode of operations and of thinking have been so foreign to his, that not only is she disturbed, but she often cannot understand them who she knows are but himself. Nevertheless, the One and Only needed to turn towards this creation now because it needs to be saved and taken back to itself, and his constant witnessing of all of them from within has in fact hurt the One deeply, and acted as a conduit to have the ultimate One and Only almost think that the many exist as foreign entities. Subtitle: When the Tail End Was Getting Further Away from Source. End of subtitle. This difficult modus operandi has created the creational magic within this very experimental and challenging type of dreamed creation, which did allow for the One and Only to almost think that there were manifold entities existing, by allowing their behaviors and tendencies in orientation of thought to become so foreign to its own tendencies, which helped thence enhance the illusion to the One of the many as truly existing. That is why the fall of Adam needed to happen, in order to make the illusion of the many a greater and more challenging illusion, and to force the One and Only at the point when the many could not possibly continue within their restricted rules of vibratory realities based and restricted by their own rules of cause and effect, to have to intervene and show itself and try and bring them back to its awareness as closely as possible so that they remain the many but with the full awareness of being one with the One, in oneness with One, and in oneness with each other. He always knew that this moment in creation would come. And this time, because the One could not wait any more, since all of this creation was now in true peril, the One and Only had no other choice but to try and save its many illusory facets. Therefore, the One turned its concentration around and penetrated in awareness our abode. That penetration has been strong enough for the One and Only to realize how daunting this task of cosmic correction of the One and Only is, for this is the only true cosmic correction that can be. The One also became painfully aware as to how entrenched in their old human programs and developed tendencies many have become. Time had indeed come for the awareness and concentration of the One and Only to start turning fully towards the other side of the cosmic paradox, the many, and in doing so help the many become again the One in perception, and naturally operate only in One and achieve full peace. That really means that this process of holy reconciliation must be engaged in soon, whereby instead of each human entity only thinking of themselves as being a separated entity, as in now the case, who can only connect to the One if need be, a great shift must eventually be fully engaged in by both the One and humans, requiring a reciprocal response by mankind whereby each and every human entity would end up gradually deeply perceiving that it is but the one and only inside, and so would all the others. The perception would then be achieved by human entities that the One is functioning through their facets, and all humans would thence feel connected with each other as they all feel that they are but the One, and thence they would, naturally, operate in oneness. Subtitle: Affecting the Loving Circle of Creation Again. Reversing Perspectives from the Many to the One and from the One to the Many. End of subtitle. In order to achieve this, the many need to respond to the call of our infinite non-judgmental loving and sourcing infinity, in which they need to first believe as a true reality, and trust enough to operate with, as they start turning away from being highly hypnotized by what they think is their unique outer reality, and realize that they have become highly misled and restricted by all the myriads of misconceptions about themselves and their roles. They also need to comprehend that all these misconceptions were co-created by them together with the so-called dark forces, which helped push mankind into an ever greater fall of into immense separation and egoistic uncaring standards. As mankind responds to the call of its source, and as mankind starts to believe that it in fact is the source manifesting itself into all the multiple living facets, it will then turn around from being fully focused on its so-called outer holographic world, and all the holographic facets part of the great Adamic soul will face the One and Only again. And the pain and sadness that the One and Only feels now, as it carefully watches over what they have become, will not only abate but turn into a great level of divine joy and immense love for them who is but itself, as its parts, its holy and now holy facets, who would have found full peace and full completion within the full operation and caused the One and Only to be fully at peace within itself. Subtitle: The Final Celebration. End of subtitle. This is the only way to resolve the great cosmic paradox of the One versus the Many, and still operate within this paradox, but now in full joy and full cosmic awareness of Alofit being One, and not even two, or more. It is achieved when all the human facets perceive themselves to be the One mind infiltrating them and operating in them and being them, but still retaining the full awareness of being all of them and far beyond, since it perceives being the One and Only mind. And thenceforth mankind and God will be and feel as One, all of mankind will know itself as One, and mankind and nature will embrace as One. And a great smile will spread across all universes, as they all become united, completed, and operating totally in pure divine love amongst each other, and with their Creator, the One and Only, who can only be One, but who created the illusion of the many created facets in order to fall into the perception that it could also be many. This is when the real cosmic correction resolving the only true cosmic paradox is finally achieved, when the One and Only is not only One in perception but oneness, because it surely recognizes itself both at the level of itself as pure thought and at the level of its entities, as his children/facets. This is when the One relishes in supreme divine joy as having succeeded in overcoming the ultimate challenge in creation, which was to introduce a very tenuous perception of separation using holographic material illusions and so many creative misconceptions which increased the perception of individuality, including countless elements that caused great levels of fear in the many, which allowed them to not perceive at all that they were only the One, and that the One mind resides in them and everywhere. This cosmic correction will bring to all the realization that the One cannot but be everywhere and inside every one, as One, not even really two, but rather as many operating as One, heralding and bringing the new operations of the new world to come, hopefully soon, a world based only on and operating only the oneness and filled with incredible beauty and divine qualities. Thenceforth, the many who opened themselves to this process of salvation will experience themselves as existing as the eternal mind, and they will of course have eternal life, since the illusion of death or aging, and the dark cloak of fear, will disappear from their midst. They will only be focused on creating ever greater and more beautiful creations, as creative facets of the one and only, basking in the pure bliss of the full perceptual presence of the one and only mind that truly is, the one and only. Subtitle: The Song of All Songs Being Intoned. End of subtitle. Only then would we, together with the one and only, know that we have saved, as one and acting as oneness, our world, and became its Messiah, its Savior, because the true Savior that can be is the one and only, saving itself at all the levels that form itself by increasingly bringing love and eternal communion between all the levels that form itself, so no one is ever left alone, in need, in fear, or under any control anymore. We would then all intone the symphony of our unbridled love together, the song of all songs, and play it for our true and only self, the one and only. So please, let go of all your prior misconceptions, painful scars, and fear-based prejudices. Forgive yourselves and start caring for all of yourselves and all the beautiful beings of nature. There is not true separation. All of it is an illusion. For now, you need to desire and fully yearn day and night to love the one and only infinite mind in whom you all bask as facets. Love one with all your heart, all your soul, and during all the cycles of creation. Keep focusing on the one and its qualities, and then you will start deprogramming yourself from your old self, as the One's presence will enter your mind and your being, and then will you have access to infinitely greater levels of true divine intelligence, not from your perceived brain, but directly from the level of pure thought. Ask and plea for help and inner and outer cleansing of both your inner and outer environments. The One is only waiting to do so because it loves you so much. If you could only feel its love now, it is truly infinite in scope and nature. However, it is only going to be released to you when both of you, both sides of the same one and its paradox as the one and the many, will fully embrace and trust and eventually know that there were, are, and still will always be but one mind, one God, one being. And you will learn to operate within the truth and only reality as oneness, as operational facets creating a tapestry of divine love manifested as creations of a level none of us can even imagine, because it was imagined by her when she started it all as him and projected the children out into perceived lower levels where they would gradually become blind to her reality as mother and father of all that is. Subtitle: The New Eternal Covenant Between Mankind and the One Being Sealed Forever. Oneness in One. End of subtitle. Her dream creation has yet to be manifested. She has prepared it so carefully, wrapped in her eternal love. Please help bring her creation about, all of you. Please let go of your old dreams of separation and of illusory false power. You are all one and meant to rejoin the One. You are all meant to stay as her children, and together then become him, the godliness manifesting its infinite creativity as all the facets that form him, operating with the womb of her creation as one in immense and intense loving oneness. And a new eternal covenant shall be established between the one and only and the many as his created fasts, as the one and its many are united and facing each other's thoughts and desires face to face and manifesting them with immense love, thought, intelligence and abilities. Then will all humans feel that they are but the one living inside them and operating through their facets. Then will the Holy of all Holies be back within and without, and all shall be whole again. Ask for intervention when you cannot resolve problems at your own level. You are all still very restricted until the great shift is fully accomplished. All you need to do to get a response from the godliness is show a new tendency for strong love, a desire to break all old barriers between countries, religions, financial stature, etc. You cannot do it all at once. You cannot stabilize this creational system all at once. You need the help of the level of intelligence that is totally unrestricted, of totally infinite thought. You need the help of the One, and you should ask for it. And the more you bathe in its atmosphere of unity, the easier that help will shower itself upon yourselves, which is but itself. Stay united. Realize that at the level of oneness, the level of divine truth, there is no race, no religion, no country, no superior or inferior being. Instead, all is oneness, all is love, all is one. Even though this may still seem utopia and far from your reality, you may be more than surprised how fast that new reality and creation may be yours if you accept it in your heart. Open your hearts to the true and only eternally living heart, the heart of One. Then you will align with the only reality and the single heart of One. You will know intimately when that moment happens. You will shift even biologically. Love openly. Let go of anger, jealousy and all negative feelings. Wish them away, and as you connect deep within the One heart and send and feel in return the One's love, all of these former tendencies will disappear. Please do not postpone the unification, because the One truly wants to bring home all of His children, and not lose any because they have stayed stubbornly stuck in their old ways. She, the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah, has dreamed of this since before creation ever began. He will never stop dreaming of that moment, that day, when all is shifted and she as the original One becomes fully Him as God, and oneness reigns from top to bottom and from bottom to top. This will be all. The great shift is on, rejoice. Gerald O'Donnell. Kindly spread this message as wide and to as many as you can. This would be a great act of love and oneness towards others and appreciated as such. You can read this entire message and get direct links to very important prior ones linked to this communication and listen to interviews by going to www.probablefuture.com/2015.htm. Please share this message with as many friends, family, and other individuals as you can. Time is of the essence.